Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
In for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. Hey, everybody, remember today's Twins Ticket Tuesday, presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. Listen for the Win Twins Sounder. Be the third caller, and you'll win a four-pack for the Tuesday, April 23rd game versus the Chicago White Sox at 6:40 p.m. Dave, do you do well with criticism?
Nope.
No.
Be honest. Thin skin.
Do you? You got thin skin when it comes to that? I had that for a long time, and then I learned to just kind of start to absorb it and take what people were saying, even if it was mean-spirited, realizing that behind that venom, a lot of times there was something I could glean from it that would help me improve upon what I was doing, whether it was public speaking or radio or coloring. My grandchildren are very particular when Pop colors with them. But it's easy to take that hit and allow it to absorb you, take you over, and kind of just ruin your day, ruin your week, ruin your month. And, man, to be in the public eye in any way, shape, or form has not always been easy over the last 18 years. But I've tried to find ways that I can utilize those moments, and it's not always tough. And then it's trying to find a way to translate them to teach my own kids and family and how to deal with those moments of criticism. And I'm by no means a scholar at it, and there are still things that get under my skin when people, go on the attack. And I've always been of the mind, hey, if you watch a show I'm on and don't like the way I investigate or the way I do something, you be specific about it. I enjoy constructive criticism. If there's something that I see is glaringly wrong and you're pointing it out, great. That's something I work on. When you're just tearing at a person because they're overweight or bald or, just not your identification of what this person should be, that's really kind of disparaging. But again, is there lessons to be learned about? And I don't know. So I figured it'd be best if we just asked somebody who does know, an expert in this. Dietra McGee is joining us right now. So we can discuss the best way to deal with criticism as adults and what tools can we also share with our family to help them combat the negative and destructive efforts of deserved and undeserved criticism. Dietra, thank you so much for agreeing to come on with me for a little bit today.
My pleasure to be here. I'm not too sure that I have anything to add. You've done really well with the intro to that.
Well, thanks for joining us, Dietra. All right. No, I appreciate that. But, I have learned to adjust to it, but it's taken me a while. There are a lot of people that hear this and it's an immediate wave that crashes on them and can destroy their entire day. For people that are listening, what are some really great practices to start elevating yourself above that criticism and see beyond it, see what should be done or what is not deserved and what doesn't really come to you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. One of the most important things that I believe is to understand what you have come to understand is that you have a choice on how you view and how you absorb or refuse to absorb those criticisms and whether or not you're going to let them ruin your day, make your day a little bit better, or if it's something that you just simply need to learn how to turn loose of. You made the comment that some things still get under your skin, and I couldn't help but think some things should still get under our skin.
Right.
Sorry.
And especially if they're maybe hitting on something that's, maybe an inherent issue that we are dealing with or that is a problem that we need to look at and correct. And maybe those are the ones that hurt a little bit more.
Yes. And if it's something that's harming the people or the things that we care about, then it's natural they're going to continue to get under our skin. But to continually deal with things like somebody cutting you off in traffic and letting it ruin your morning, we can learn to adjust to those.
I don't know. I don't know if you live in Minnesota. That might not be so easy as you might think, getting cut off. On the line with us is Dietra McGee on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We're talking about productive ways to deal with criticism. You know, I know even in the world of social media, it does seem, and I think Mike Tyson said it best, even though it's a little bit animalistic in nature, the fact that the problem with people today is they forgot what it's like to say something to somebody and get a punch in the mouth for it. And there is kind of that element that people have forgotten common courtesy in many ways, and they're, you know, quick to criticize because there's really no accountability. You no longer have to look into the eyes of the person you're criticizing. You're a keyboard warrior who can take a shot at people and don't really have to deal with those repercussions.
Exactly. And one of the things that most of us through the years have found in dealing with bullies, which is basically what many of our critics are or want to be,
right,
is the fact that if you stand up to them, 9 times out of 10, they may hit you back, but you can handle it, and they will not hit you twice normally. You know, bullies are the most uber-sensitive people there is out there. They're the ones that they get criticized one time, and they're just beyond themselves. They can't believe you spoke ugly to them, but they might be the person who's very quick to tell you that that color doesn't look good on you, or I don't like the way you drive, or why are you wearing that, and just little critical things that they're constantly picking on you. But then if you stand up to them, they're the most easily offended. We say sometimes in this little backwoods Southern people like I am from Arkansas,
right?
Them what's conditioned out can't take it.
That is a sad case. And I have noticed over the years, one of the practices I've done, especially if it comes to social media, sometimes I will just take a lambasting from somebody. I don't know who this person is, but they've really taken a harsh attack. And what I've found as an interesting element is sometimes I'll retweet or repost that comment and just say, you know, if I could just get everybody to kind of chip in and maybe send a little positivity, a little love and some prayers for this person, because obviously they're hurting about something. They don't know me and they're lashing out and they apparently don't have another outlet for it. So let's just send some good thoughts to this person. And I would say I've done that probably out of every 10 times I've outed somebody, and I don't do it that often, but every 10 times I've done it, I probably had 2 or 3 of those people write back to me and go, wow, I can't believe that you would respond with courtesy. And I really feel stupid.
Exactly.
I was just having a bad day today, and you said something that just kind of irked me, and I overreacted. I'm sorry about that.
Right, right. I think a lot of the time that we are so much better if we learn to, instead of reacting to things, if we learn to act. And I love the story of the photographer that went on safari, and he wanted to get pictures of the bull elephants with the huge tusks and get very, very up close to them. He kept getting closer and closer, and the guide kept saying, "Bwana, no, too close. They're docile animals for the most part, but don't get in their space." And so he kept getting closer and closer. Finally, the bull elephant turned and charged him. And as it got right at him, he threw the camera to the side and grabbed the bull elephant's tusks, and it pushed him to the ground. And the trunk knocked the wind out of him, but the tusks kept him from being crushed.
Wow.
And so the elephant gets up, you know, looks at him, says, "Well, he's not a threat," walks off. When he comes to, the guide, of course, wants to know, "How did you know to do that? That's incredible." "Well," he said, "I knew because I've been rushed by bull elephants 1,000 times in my mind."
Oh.
So the key was to figure out what you would do. I know I had an incident once at work where the boss came down and was very critical of me in a group meeting, and nobody but him thought he had a right to point the problem at me, but that's okay. And I just sat there because I really didn't know how to respond. And I was thinking, I don't want to respond incorrectly, so I'm just going to think about this a while. And as soon as the meeting was over, one of the other officers says, "Dietra, can I see you in my office for a moment?" And I thought, oh, well, now what's he going to tell me? What have I done wrong for him?
Right.
And he said, "Would you close the door, please?" So I closed the door, and he says, "Don't leave." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, don't resign. And I said, well, okay. And so we had a good conversation, and he said, don't let him push you away. He felt he was out of line. But I remember thinking it through and thinking, okay, he got by with it that one time, but I don't have a very good poker face. You pretty much see what's there. You might misread it, but I think he got the message that he got by with that one time, but best not do that again. It never happened again. He never apologized, mind you, but it never happened again either. But I thought, you know, if it happens again, I'm going to do the very same thing. I'm going to sit there and take it. And as soon as that meeting is over, I'm going to follow him into his office, and I'm going to say, excuse me, I don't understand this. Would you like my resignation now? Or is there something else that's going on? And because, you know, I was working somewhere else when I found that job. So
right.
There's always another place. But that criticism, managing criticism, has helped me so much to learn to be an active person, not a reactive person, to decide what I will and will not take and what I will and will not do ahead of time, like the photographer. And then when the time comes, I don't have to make those spur-of-the-moment critical decisions. This is such a helpful concept if we could get our children to understand that, as far as smoking or trying drugs or even just being a part of a bullying or a critical situation at school. Think ahead what you will and what you won't put up with, and then go from there and let your goals dictate your actions instead of someone else manipulating you.
Right. Dietra McGee on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's 12:54, time for the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to get a 50-year roof and 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Joining me right now on the line, we have got Dietra McGee. Dietra, very short time left together. What are a couple of quick little tips we can give to our spouses, our friends, our children, to help them start to learn to deal with criticism in a much better way?
Okay. I think one of the best principles is never look for reasons to be offended. Very often what we take as criticism is not even meant as criticism. It might be something, especially for the immature children, that your teacher gives you a bad grade. She's not necessarily trying to criticize you or even your work. She's trying to help you get better. So never look for reasons to be offended, and that can apply to all of us of all ages. One of the other quick tips that I like is remember what are the first two words of the statement, I lost my temper. I lost.
Yeah.
So we want to keep that in mind. Also, I have an outline on my website that is the Criticism Management Worksheet. It's free. It's available there on the website to anybody that wants it, along with some of these other thoughts. The other thought that I've already mentioned.
And what's your website for our listeners to find you?
Sure. It's www.criticismmanagement.com.
Perfect. Okay. And what was your last point here? We have about a minute left to go.
Okay. Another thought that I've touched on, but I want to reinforce, is how we react often tells more about us than how we act. So we want to be careful and be people of action. We don't want to react, because that also gives our weaknesses away to a bigger extent. And when we deal with criticism, it's important to take action. Don't try to ignore it, because very often it's like pushing a festered thing deep inside instead of dealing with it. So don't ignore it, and don't try to get angry or get even or get ulcers. Use it wisely, and fact by fact, either glean what's good from it, as you've mentioned, and then discard the rest of it, and really discard it. I take an empty toothpaste tube. I have done this before, and because that's one thing I can't find another use to recycle. And I'll attach my criticism to it and take it and literally throw it in the trash.
I'm good idea. With it. Giving I'm a physical representation it. Of that thing and doing exactly. away with it.
Exactly.
Dieter McGee, thank you so much. We do have to get going. Criticismmanagement.com is the website. You can find more information and the worksheet there on the site. So please go examine that. And remember, folks, just take a little bit of patience. And even in a heated exchange when somebody's giving you criticism, take a look at the moment. Take a look at what's being said and see, is there something, honestly, that you could take from it that might make you feel like a better and more well-rounded person. Interesting stuff. We'll be back. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad Hartman right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.